Dr. Elliott, it has been in the news every month, if not every week, that Lance Armstrong was being tested and retested from races that happened 6 and 7 and 8 years ago as well. What do you think are the chances that this thing can be reversed? If he is indeed having to wait for the B part of the test, the second follow-up test as well, what are the chances that this test could be wrong?
Well, you know, I think Dr. Hamilton is giving us, you know, great insight there, and I think there are going to be a lot of people in our society that see the headline that he's tested positive, and they're not going to read any follow-up articles, especially if they're not on the front page, and they're just going to make the assumption, oh, well, here's another guy that's guilty and less inspiration for them to watch the Tour de France next year. And I think there are going to be a lot of people that take sort of that closed-minded approach. But, you know, I think the quotes from his mom are fantastic. You can read between the line that mom's sort of a straight shooter. She's hard-nosed and probably the source where he gets his mental toughness to be able to compete in a race like this because, you know, she's just straight up. If it's this way, okay. But if it's this way, hey, he doesn't deserve to win. And that's sort of a toughness that you can probably imagine he got in early lessons.